This is the brief on the legal pitfalls of hiring in Belgium. Foreign companies, especially those used to flexible U.S. labor rules, often stumble in Belgium because treating hiring casually can literally trigger an absolute nightmare of legal, payroll, and social security issues. First, we've got to look at worker classification. You know, Belgian law cares about the everyday reality of your working relationship, not just the contract. If you're giving instructions and supervising someone's performance, boom, they're legally an employee. Think of it like the classic duck test. If you manage them like an employee, Belgium's going to treat them like one, regardless of whatever freelance label you slapped on the paperwork. Second, you absolutely must get that specific contract in writing. For temporary or part-time roles, those agreements have to be signed no later than the very first day. Now, you might be wondering, hey, can I just string along a temporary worker with rolling contracts? No way. Endlessly testing someone with successive fixed-term contracts is a massive compliance risk. And if you mess it up, the law automatically makes them a permanent employee. Finally, if things just don't work out, you've got to let go of that whole at-will employment illusion. Unlike the US, where you can kind of just fire someone on the spot, terminations in Belgium are incredibly formal. Notice periods are strictly set by law, and you must carefully document any performance issues. Honestly, breaking up with an employee there is way more like navigating a complex legal divorce than sending a quick text message. Ultimately, succeeding in Belgium means ditching the casual handshake approach and ensuring every detail is properly classified and locked down in writing from day one,